Okay, we're up to Perek Tes in Sefer Shoftim, and this is a continuation, but separate from the stories of Gideon that we have just completed. Now we get into Gideon's son and the tragic story of Gideon's son. This Perek tells us about the story of Avimelech, one of the 70 children of Gideon. Really, it might have been 71. It says that in the end of the last Perek that Gideon had 70 sons, and he had an extra one, another one, Avimelech, from a Pelegesh. At the end of this year, if we have time, we'll get back to the status of Pelegesh, how it was that Gideon was able to marry a Pelegesh. If he was, kept all the mitzvahs, right? The Rambam says, we mentioned at the end of the last year, that only a king is allowed to have a Pelegesh. But either way, Avimelech is the son of the Pelegesh, and he decides that he wants to be the next ruler of Am Yisrael. And he goes and convinces the people of Shechem, that's where it takes place, that do you want 70 rulers or do you want one ruler? Right? One ruler is much easier. So, you know, and I'm the best man. So please, you know, appoint me and have me as your ruler. And they said, okay. They give him 70 pieces of silver from the house of Avodah Zarah, base Baal Bris, that was the house of Avodah Zarah in Shechem. Avimelech gets up, hires mercenaries, and has all of his brothers killed. He kills all 70 of his brothers because he wants to make sure that he's the only one that is going to be in charge, except for one, the Yotam ben Yerubal, little Yotam. He hides and he gets away. And then Avimelech gathers all the people of Shechem, and they say, you should be, please be our king. And they take him on. Yotam goes up to the atop a high point, and he has his famous mashal Yotam, and he speaks to all of Am Yisrael, and he says, all the trees went to the olive tree, and say, olive tree, do you want to be our ruler? And the olive tree says, no, I don't want to be your ruler. How can I be your ruler? We'll get to the details when we go through the perek. The olive tree, and the fig tree, and the vine of grapes, and they all refuse, except once he gives the mashal of the thorn bush, and the thorn bush says, yes, I will be your ruler, come on close to me, and I'll protect you. And obviously a thorn bush hurts, and that's the mashal that he said to the people of Shechem, that what are you doing? You took a thorn bush, you took somebody who hurts you as the ruler, and you haven't even remembered what Gideon, my father, and his family have done for Klal Yisrael, and I can't believe you did this, and you're going to get paid for it. He gives them a klal, it gives them a curse, that both Avimelech and the people of Shechem are going to have a terrible demise, which we continue reading about. Avimelech ruled for 3 years, if we could consider him a shofet, but he was a self-rulership. He ruled for 3 years. The Navi describes the little rebellions that started up against him in the people of Shechem. After they heard this Mashal Yotam, they start rebelling against him, and he squashes the rebellions. He beats the Gaal ben Eved from one of the nations there. And he attacks them and he squashes them back and forth, little by little. He squashes each and every rebellion until finally at the end, he comes to Tevetz, a place, and he gathers and he's about to light the tower on fire where all the people are inside. And finally a woman drops a stone onto his head and smashes his skull. He's about to die, and he says to his, Nosei Kalev, he says to his assistant, please kill me, chas v'shalom, somebody should say that a woman was able to kill Avimelech. And once he's killed, so it says that Am Yisrael, the battles were over, and the klala of Yotam has been fulfilled. That is the story, a tragic perek, but there are many messages, as we know, that could always be gleaned from the psukim. So let's get back to the beginning. Perek Tes, we have the story of Avimelech. The Das Mikra Navi outlines the contrast between Gideon and Avimelech, between father and son. And maybe that's even emphasized by the fact that how is this parak introduced? Vayelech Avimelech ben Yerubal. Doesn't say ben Gideon. He was nothing like his father. He was the opposite of his father. He was ben Yerubal. You're right, that was his father's nickname. But maybe even to distance himself from his father, the Navi describes that he was ben Yerubal. What were the differences? So in the Das Mikra, the differences are, he says, Gideon shofet bekerav Yisrael, Avimelech shalit be'ir hamisgaderes b'yichus haknani. Gideon goes around all the Jewish cities. Avimelech goes to a city that is basically Canaanite. Right, there are some Jews there, but a Canaanite city. Gideon is asked to be king, and he refuses. Avimelech demands to be king. Right, the opposite type of approach. Avimelech mevakesh lemloch v'ariyu mishadels b'nei Shechem, and he convinces them, I'm the best man for the job. Gideon osekala ba'ivei amo. Gideon destroys the enemies of his nation. Avimelech destroys his nation. Avimelech wipes out his own brothers. Unbelievable that the amazing mass murderer that he was, his own family members. So again, the search for the Malchus or the running away from Malchus. The want to be the king or running away from being the king. Killing his enemies or killing his own family. And ultimately, Gidon, we know, was a man of peace. He killed in order to create peace amongst Klal Yisrael, even though he had to kill the people of Penuel and Sukkos, as we learned. But that was because they didn't come together, Ba'achdus, while Avimelech was always, Rachman al-Islan, looking for a fight, power hungry in a most vicious way, and we'll see at the end, until this dying moment, he was into the kavod, into the power. Okay, so Avimelech, let's read the psukim now. Vayelech Avimelech ben Yerubal Shechem, Avimelech comes to Shechem. Again, Shechem is a relatively unnoticed city so far in Navi. Shechem plays a major role in the Torah. As we know, a couple of major events happen in the Torah. And in Navi, yes, Yossi's bones were brought there. And we know that at the end of Sefer Yoshua. But other than that, Shechem is not a place of action until now. This is the place of action right now. The people of Shechem gather around Yerubal. Vayidaber aleihem, ve'alkol mishpachas beis avim olei mar. And he is talks to his mother's family. Remember, his mother was a Pilegesh, the end of the previous pasuk. Upilak sho asher b'shchem. His concubine, that wasn't a real wife. His concubine was in Shechem. And he says, Dabruna baznei kol b'al Shechem, atov lachem, hameshol b'chem, 70 ish. You want 70 people to be your leaders or one person? After all, uzachartem ki atzmechem uvisarchem ani. Remember, I'm your flesh and bones. The Vilna Gaon, a well-known thought that he mentions, Lavan, when Lavan speaks to the family of Abraham, he says to Yaakov, ki achenu v'sareinuhu, I am your atzmi, I am your bones, and I'm your flesh. What does that mean? So the Gra says, that the Gemara says in Nida, that a father gives the bones to the child, and without getting into the scientific evidence, the father gives the bones, and the mother gives all the flesh. And that's why by saying atzmi uvisari, I'm related to you from your father's side and from your mother's side. That's the Lashon that the Vilna Gaon says by Lavan. Lavan says, I'm related to you from both sides. Mishnei Atzadim. So here too, whenever you have that Lashon, maybe he's saying, I'm very close to you. Ki atzmechem uvisarchem ani. And he speaks to them and says, come, let me be your king. And he convinces them. Vayitnu lo shivim. Kasev, they give him 70 silver coins, as if to say, use these to take care of your 70 brothers. Right? They are faulted. Vayiskar by Avimelech hires out anashim reikimu pochazim. Terrible, empty people. Reikim. An empty person, right? If we don't fill ourselves up with Kedusha, we're empty. Vayelch Rachav, they follow him. Vayavo beis aviv afrata. He goes into his father's house. He's this blood on the floor. Vayarog, and he kills all of the brothers, al Evan Achas, and only Yotam is left. What do you mean 70? Asks the Radak. It's only 69. Didn't Yotam survive? Why does he say 70? So one answer is, and that's the postures, the Radak says, many times we find that the Torah, the Navi just rounds off, right? 40 Malchus really means 39, right? If I count 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos, really means 49. So we find that the Torah or the Navi rounds off. Minag halashon hu b'makomo shelo yifchos acheshbon hakolo ba'avor echad. Right, how many people went down to Mitzrayim? 70, even though it was only 69. Right, Yocheved was born later. So that's one idea. But there are two other ideas that I saw mentioned beautifully, and that is, number one, maybe the idea of, saw this in the Mishpat Zov, quoting from the Klei Yakar on Navi, he says, number one, maybe he wanted to kill Yotam. And because he wanted to kill Yotam, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Rishaim, is Mitzarif Machshava L'maisa. If a Rasha wants to do an Aveira, and he really wished he could have done the Aveira, he gets the credit for having done the Aveira. So that's number one. Maybe he wanted to kill Yotam. So he gets credit, not good credit, for even killing Yotam. But a second shot he quotes, unbelievably, he killed 70. You know why? He killed himself. By killing his brothers, he was killing his own existence. Whether he was going to be physically punished or ultimately, obviously, be separated, that's the 70th brother. Sha'afes atzmo harag la'acharkein. V'yimkein harag shivin b'nei Yerubal mamish. He killed even himself. That is the 70th brother that he could take credit for. So he kills all 70, and Yotam's the only one that gets away. So vayasvu kabali Shechem v'chol beis Milo. So the people of Shechem and beis Milo are gathered. Vayamlichu es Avimelech lemelech. They crown Avimelech to be the king. That's what they do. And again, it's such a contrast because there hasn't been a king yet. Remember, we've been talking about Shoftim. There hasn't been a king yet. And who's the king? The son of the previous Shofate. Remember, in the previous story, they asked Gidon to be the king. And he and they said, you should be the king, and your children should be the king. But he didn't accept it. So Avimelech has no standing, zero. And he wants to usurp it, right? The Gidon wasn't Makabel. And Avimelech is trying to usurp it. There is a lumdish question. The language here used is Vayamlichu as Avimelech Lamelech. But we know, whenever we talk in Navi about who was the first king of Israel, we say Shaul. Shaul was the first king. And then David, maybe there was somebody in between Shaul and David, we'll have to get to that for a couple of years, Shaul's son. But really, Shaul was the first king. So what does it mean here, Vayamlichu? Did he really have the din of a melech? Right, he usurped the throne. There was no Mashiach, the Rinas Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Sorotzkin discusses, doesn't a king need to be anointed? That's what the Abarbanel says. Lefia emes lo haya melech, velo manu imalcha Yisrael. Don't count him as a king, even though the psukim themselves call him that. Because it says, vayosar avimelech al Yisrael. The pasuk later on says, he ruled over them, but he really wasn't a king. He wanted to be the king. But again, says the Rinas Yitzchak, quoting first the Abarbanel, he wasn't Nimshach, he wasn't anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. And the Rinas Yitzchak goes through a whole lundish, does he really need the anointment of the Shemen HaMishcha? If you're a king, do you need it? So number one, you don't need it if you're the son of a king. He was the son. But the answer is, he wasn't really the son of a king. Because Gidon didn't accept to be the son. To be the king. And therefore this isn't the son, so he shouldn't need Mashiach. But wait a minute. Then the Rinas Yitzchak quotes that the Gemara tells us, this Gemara is in Harios and elsewhere, that maybe only if a certain types of Malachim need Mashiach. And not other types of Malachim. So only Malchei Yisrael need Mashiach, but he wasn't Malchei Yehuda, so he shouldn't need Mashiach. Back and forth, in the lumdis of this Abarbanel. But again, the Lamaisa, we assume that he did not have the status of a king. It was forced, and he is not counted amongst the kings of Israel. So what happens then? Vayagidu Yotam. Yotam hears about that all the people are gathered. So imagine the scene, all the people are gathered to appoint Avimelech, and all of a sudden on the other mountain, on Har Grizim, amazingly, Har Grizim known for Har Grizim and Har Evo, the Klalos and the Brachas, he stands up and he says, listen up! And he gives his mashal. What's his mashal? He says, "Hello, chalchu eitzim lemshoach aleihem melech." All the trees want to give themselves, make themselves a king. So what do they do? First they go to the Zayas, they go to the olive tree, and they say, please be our king. And the olive tree says, I'm going to be your king. I'm going to give up making olives and delicious oil. Sorry, I can't be your king. So then they go to the Te'ena, to the fig tree. Please be our king. And again, the Te'ena says, I have such an important job. I give sweet date honey. So how can I, the Te'ena, or the fig honey, or fig sweetness. So how can I do that? I can't be the king. And finally, they go to the Geffen, the vine. Please, at molchi aleinu. And the Geffen says, hechadalti es tiroshi. Should I stop giving wine? Hamisameach elokim va'anashim. That gives happiness to God and happiness to men. Chazal even darshan from this pasuk, that wine has a special idea of giving simcha, both to Hashem, the Nisach HaYayin on the Mizbeach, and to people. We know, ain't simcha el b'yayin. Valachti lanu al eitzim, I can't. So what is it? The three? Olive tree, the vine, and the fig trees. Many Mefarshim explain why Dafka these three. Rashi quotes that these three are references to the three previous Shoftim. And Yotam was saying they didn't want to be the king, and they were excellent rulers. Right, but they ran away from the kavod. Rashi says the Zayas is keneged Osniel ben Kenaz because Sheva Yehuda is compared to Zayas, and then the Teina is compared to Dvora. Dvora also produces Dvash, and Geffen is compared to Gidon, who's from Zera Yosef. So Rashi quotes in allusion to all of the three previous Shoftim. Others give other references and remazim. The Olos Ephraim, the famous Kliyakar in Mamar Gimel, says maybe it's referring to the three major midos that we have to be involved in. Baalei Torah, that's Geffen. And Anshei Maisa is Te'ena, quotes, Notzer Te'ena Yocha Pirya. And Anshei Midos Tovos is Shemen. And he goes through it based on Psukim. The Abarbanel, they all talk about the symbolism of these three. But either way, they all refuse. They all say, I have a job to do. Meaning that each of the trees and the mashal recognize what their purpose is in life. They fulfill their purpose, and they don't try to go out of what their job is. until finally the trees come to the atad. They come to the thorn bush and they say, do you want to be lech atam aloch aleinu? Oh, thorn bush, please, do you want to be our king? And pasuk tezvav, vayomer ha'atad elo etzim, you want me? So come close to me. Bo chasu b'tzili, come close to me. V'im ayin, and if not, a fire is going to go out from me and destroy you. Meaning the thorn bush wasn't giving them any choice. Come to me, which obviously they're going to get burned and hurt by the thorns. They stay away, they're going to get burned. Says Yotam, in the Nimshal, realize what Avimelech did to you. All the previous shoftim, they were running away. But Avimelech forced you, and he drove you away from my family. And my family is the one that brought you Yeshua and saved you from the Minyanim. And make sure I could foresee in the future, if you guys stay together and you don't come back to my family, so then you are going to be cursed, and Avimelech is going to be cursed as well. And then Yotam runs off because he doesn't want to get killed by Avimelech. There is one halachic issue that's brought up by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and that is where he says, you have to come back to my family. He says, remember the Tova that, who did? Pasuk Tezayin. He says, "Im tova asitim im Yerubal v'im Besov v'im Kigmul yadav asitim lo." Remember what Yerubal did. He's talking about his father here. What do you mean Yerubal? Say Avi Yerubal. Say a little title. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Vayechi, page Reish Lamed Hey in the Emes LeYaakov. How could he say his father's name? Right? He says same question is asked on the Shvatim. When they say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Gemara in Pesachim, they say Shema Yisrael. How could they say Yisrael? Yisrael, that's our father's name. So two answers. Number one, if the name itself has a lushan of kavod, so then you're allowed to say it. It seems like the poskim say. So Yisrael is a noble name, is an uplifted name. Kisarisa, he fought with the Malach. Yerubal means he fought with the Baal. Right, on the Shulchan Aruch, the Pesachei Tshuva, I think, quotes that the Tur always quotes his father. How does he quote his father? He quotes him as the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher. But he says, Rush, he's the Rosh, he's the head. So that nickname, so to speak, the content of that nickname is a praise, is something great. So that's why he's allowed to say it, number one. Number two, the other answer given is that this wasn't his father's biological name. Right, in all these cases, it was nicknames. His father's name was Gidon. This is Yerubal, it's a nickname. Yaakov was the name by the Shvatim. This was Yisrael. So if you're not calling it by the real name, by the given biological name, so that also is why he's allowed to say it. So that's what he says to them, and then he disappears because he wants to hide from Avimelech. So what happens then? Obviously, they don't distance themselves from Avimelech too much. They don't come back to Yotam. But Pasuk Chavez, Vayasar Avimelech al Yisrael Shalosh Shanim, he rules over them. It doesn't say he was mamlech on them. He says he ruled over them for 3 years. And then Hashem placed a ruach ra'ah. He placed hatred, so to speak, between Avimelech and the people of Shechem, and this is where the rebellion starts. Little by little, the Navi describes that they distanced themselves, and different people got up and said, who is Avimelech? We don't care about him. Lavo. And they say to each other, right, the people of Baal Shechem start talking about it. How could he have killed the 70 brothers? Right, Lavo Chama Shivim b'nei Rubal, v'damam lasum al Avimelech acheichem asher harak osam. But the Navi also faults the people of Shechem that supported him. They gave the money to Avimelech in order to hire the murderers of his brothers. Right, the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Gimel discusses the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Right, usually if I tell somebody to do an Aveira, if I make a Shliach do an Aveira, then they get the Aveira, not me. Right, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. What's the svar for that? Different svar is given. Well, he should have listened to Hashem. What's he listening to me for? Right, he listened to Hashem. Or, I didn't really think he was going to do it. Right, different svar is given by the Achronim for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. But there is a dea there in Kiddushin Mem Gimel that says it does not apply to murder. It doesn't apply to murder. If you hire somebody to murder somebody, you're Chayiv Misa. You're Chayiv Misa. The Gemara's Maskana is not really in Beis Din, but Hashem considers it as if you are somewhat Chayiv Misa. And that's what happened. That's what these psukim are highlighting. In Pasuk Chavdal and Chafei, Hashem is saying the people of Shechem killed these boys, killed the brothers. They didn't kill the brothers. They just gave some money to Avimelech, and he hired mercenary killers. The answer is because by murder, you say a little bit, Yeshliach L'Dvar Aveira. You say that you are responsible. If you're the cause, if you're the ultimate reason why they were able to commit the murder, murder is one of the exceptions. Again, not that Beis Din would put you to death, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if a little bit you have a shemetz of Misa on your hands. Good. So the Torah, the Navi continues. Ga'al ben Eved. Ga'al leads one of the rebellions, and he curses Avimelech. Mi Avimelech u'mishchem ki na'avdenu. Who is he? Yerubal and Zvul. Zvul is the servant of Yerubal. Zvul overhears this rebellion and runs back to Avimelech, and we know that the battle takes place, and they fight each other, and many people are killed. Avimelech quells the battles. Just one pasuk to pick up on in pasuk Lamed Ches, Vayomer Elav Zvul. Zvul, when Avimelech's people are surrounding Gaal, and Gaal was the one that boasted, oh, who's Avimelech? Now Zvul, the assistant Avimelech, says, oh yeah, who's coming to get you? It's that person that you said was meaningless and that you cursed. Ayeifo Pichasher Tomar Mi Avimelech Kina Avdenu. Where's your mouth that you said who's Avimelech? Halo Zeha Amasher Ma'astabo. This is the nation that you were disgusted with. Say Na'atavi Lachibo. You were Moes in them? You thought they were disgusting? So now, go fight them. This pasuk is taken out of context in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi discusses in Psachim, in Perek Vav, that Rabbi Akiva learned for 13 years in yeshiva without saying a word. He never asked a question. And nobody knew who he was. He didn't ask a question until one time there was a machlokas about a din in Psachim, about a specific din about Karban Pesach being Docha Shabbos, and finally he stands up and brings a raya. He brings a raya to Rebbe Yehoshua, I think it was, right? He sat 13 years, and until one day he gets up, and he brings a raya. We read to Rebbe Yeshua, yes, Rebbe Eliezer starts arguing with him, and Rebbe Akiva doesn't flinch, and he backs it up, and Rebbe Yeshua sees that Rebbe Akiva is winning. He turns to Rebbe Eliezer, who didn't like Rebbe Akiva. We're not going to get into why right now, but he says, he quotes our pasuk, Halo zeha amasher ma'astabo, say na atavi hilachimbo, go fight with him, you put him down, you didn't think he could fight in Torah with you? So you know what, go fight him now, go argue with him in Torah. That is the Yerushalmi in Psachim, in Perek Vav, halacha Gimel, this pasuk is quoted by Rebbe Yehoshua to Rebbe Eliezer about Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Eliezer, you think Rebbe Akiva is a nothing? Go fight with him. Good. And the next day, the Navi continues now with the other Avimelech being out of control and just killing everybody in sight, and anybody who he has a Havamina that is rebelling against him, until finally he comes to the city of Tevetz, and he gathers all the inhabitants into a Migdal. He's about to light the Migdal on fire, until a woman takes a big part of a mill, a big stone that's part of a grinding mill, drops it on his head, and his skull shatters. He didn't die from that, which is not the pashut, but he says to his na'ar, he says, quickly, quickly, kill me. I don't want people to say that a woman killed me. Unbelievable. Till the last moment of his life, he is worried about his covid. He's worried about, what is he doing? He's about to die. What does he say? I don't want people to say a woman killed me. But really, a woman brought him down. This is, if you remember, the second major general in Sefer Shoftim that has been brought down by a woman. The first, of course, was Sisera, brought down by Yael. Now we have Avimelech, brought down by an unnamed woman. And of course, we're going to get to later on Shimshon, who was brought down by a woman as well. But this is the Nar. Yes, the Nar to kill him by Yamos. There was a Shiloh. Was this Nar allowed to kill him halachically? He wasn't going to be Chayiv Misa because he was a Goses. He was about to die anyway, but he was, you're not allowed to shorten somebody's life. But he was a Rodef to the rest of Klal Yisrael. So, that's a discussion. Either way, this Nar didn't seem to care about halacha. He was with Avimelech, and he kills Avimelech. Finally, at the end, Vayiru ish Yisrael ki meis Avimelech, when the rest of the Jewish people saw Avimelech died, everybody went home. Vayashav Avimelech, and the second to last pasuk says, Hashem brought the ra'as Avimelech, asher osa la'aviv la'arog et shivim echav. The ra'a was given to Avimelech, ves kol ra'as anshei Shechem, Heshvalam Barosham, and the Anshei Shechem also got their due. Vatavo Aleihem, Kilolas Yotam Ben Yerubal. The curse comes true. There is an important Nitziv, the Nitziv in the Hamak Davar, in Parshas Balak, where he says, a Klala, by definition, has no power if there is no Chet. A curse only has an effect if there's a sin that it can attach itself to. And therefore, he, the Nitziv, explains, Bilam's power wasn't just in his mouth to give us a curse, but Bilam's power was to curse us by reminding Hashem of the sins that we did. And he explains that's the Rashi that says the difference between Kava and Ara. Kava is more dangerous and pernicious because it's nokev umafaresh. It specifies. What does it specify? It specifies the sins. Every klala needs a sin. And then it quotes our pasuk right here. What does the last pasuk say? They got their punishment. And the klala came true because of what they did. Every klala has to be connected to a chet. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue next time with the stories post Avimelech.